From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Pope Francis appealed Wednesday for an immediate ceasefire in Syria, calling for at least a truce enabling civilians, especially children, to be evacuated. It comes after Aleppo came under fierce assault. I want to underline and reiterate my closeness to all the victims of the inhumane conflict in Syria. He made the comments at his weekly audience in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. 12 people have died in Myanmar's Rakhine State in recent clashes between armed men and troops, according to state media Wednesday. It comes in a growing challenge for the country's new democratically elected government. 4 soldiers and 1 attacker were killed on Tuesday when hundreds of men wielding pistols and swords attacked troops. Samsung Electronics Wednesday slashed its latest quarterly profit estimate by 1/3 in the wake of a highly damaging recall crisis that ended with a scrapping of its latest smartphone. And the first indication of just how much the Galaxy Note 7 fiasco might end up costing the world's largest smartphone maker, Samsung revised its operating forecast for the third quarter to $5.2 trillion, which is $4.6 billion compared to the $7.8 trillion it announced last week. This is economist Max Wolf.
So certainly a sad moment. Samsung, with the Galaxy series, the Note series, invented the phablet, which is the large form factor smartphone, which has caught on like wildfire. Unfortunately for them, everyone makes them now, and everyone else is getting business that's leaving them.
The company said the revision reflected the expected impact on sales and earnings. This is VOA News. Hong Kong rebel lawmakers swore, shouted, banged drums, and railed against tyranny Wednesday when they took their oaths of office in the city parliament as calls grow for a split from Beijing. The chaotic first meeting of the new term of the Legislative Council came after a citywide vote last month saw victories for several lawmakers advocating more autonomy and even independence for Hong Kong from China. The UN's human rights chief said Wednesday that if elected, the next U.S. president, Donald Trump, would be dangerous for an international point of view. Zayed al-Hussein called some of Trump's comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture deeply unsettling and disturbing. The comments come after the U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. With Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll, she was getting support from President Obama on the campaign trail, who told an audience in North Carolina to translate their disgust over Trump's lewd comments about women by making sure they vote.
I never thought that those people were not honorable. I did not think that if they were in the Oval Office, that America would spin out of control. I didn't think that they couldn't represent us on the world stage. I just thought they represented a different political party and a different philosophy. But I'm being honest here, that is not the case with the current Republican nominee.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump was in Florida Tuesday urging people at a rally to vote, but with different outcomes. With Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll, some experts give her an 86% chance of winning the election. Turkish police have detained dozens of people, including pro-Kurdish Kurdish party officials, accusing them of spreading propaganda for an outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or the PKK. That's according to a security source on Wednesday. At least 49 people were detained for allegedly spreading terror propaganda. Saudi Arabia announced an easing of its 18-month air blockade on rebel-held areas of neighboring Yemen Wednesday. The move is to allow the evacuation of hundreds of wounded from a deadly weekend airstrike. Toyota and Suzuki said Wednesday they're holding talks about a possible partnership. The move would handle unprecedented changes in the global auto industry. Sri Lanka said Wednesday it will lift a bar on women reaching the top ranks of the police. It's part of a wide-ranging reforms to the ailing police force. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.